Perfection, an inch at a time. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Perfection, an inch at a time. We have 104 acres here of beautiful mountaintop land, and it is filled with all sorts of native brush and native grass and native ground. And for us to maintain this and keep this in any kind of semblance of order demands that we do it a little at a time. There are areas on the mountainside where we don't do anything, where nature just takes its course and the beauty of the landscape is the beauty of nature itself. But the large valley areas, many acres, the large valley acres need to be done a little at a time. And we have wanted to use our beautiful equipment to mow it and trim it and weed whack it, keep it in beautiful shape. And it's not always easy to do. And the thing that's not always easy to do is, in the mind of the beholder, in the one who is in charge of doing the things, and in the mind of the doer, there may be two different schools of thought. And one school of thought is to do as much as you can and wish-wash in here and there and get the high spots or get the spots that are so well seen and so well known and then let the rest alone. But our director, Ellen Jeremini, the CEO here, she determines how it's to be done. And she has several people who are working, maintaining the yards, doing the grounds, and she asks them to do it an inch at a time. And they look at her and they say, my goodness sakes, that's certainly different. Most of the time, people want us to get as much done as we can. They want us to get as much done and as much out of the way as is possible. But you want an inch at a time? Yes, she says. I want you to do every inch of ground that you do with all your love, with all your caring, with all your interest in having it look just beautiful. Well, we'd never get done if we did it that way. That's true. And let's just say, for the years now, it's never been done because we've never done that way. We've had a lick and a promise everywhere on our giant property here. And we have many valleys, we have many areas, we have many sections of the property that are disjointed from one another and separated by wild areas, by areas of wild brush, manzanita, other plants. But when we look at the areas that are you're able to do beautiful things in, whenever it's done even just a little bit, it looks great. Now we have an area around our Shangri-La. And if you will mow the area right around the house, do the weed whacker or whatever device you can use there, it looks gorgeous for months on end. It looks just wonderful. The grass is trimmed down, the weeds are trimmed down, it all looks like a beautiful lawn. And then the area surrounding it looks rather cottontail. It looks rather out of order. And we have to trim that little by little. Little by little, just inch by inch. And as Ellen talks to the people who are doing the cutting, she says, now just pretend that the inch that you're working on is the most important inch in the world and you want it to look just beautiful. That doesn't mean you're going to take all day on one inch. It just means that every inch of ground you're going to give the same loving attention to that you give to others. And you're not going to spread far afield and make a long ribbon of good-looking inches. You're going to make all of them smoothly, wonderfully. You're going to just like moving through the property. I guess you could say doing the lawn mowing, doing the hedge trimming, doing the caretaking of the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery grounds, is like getting a haircut. Now, when you have a lopsided haircut, and you do just the part by your ears first, it looks sort of strange. It looks like you're in the military, and you have trimmed away all of the civilian aspects of yourself. But you want to do all the way over the top. Well, then, when you do all the way over the top, then you have taken away all that hedge that you have called your hair and have been thinking was so wonderful because it was yours, but now you're in the military. And now you're going to have it trimmed beautiful. And when you do it correctly, when you do it properly, your entire head is beautifully sheared. It is beautifully trimmed. And when the hair grows back on your head, it looks gorgeous. You look just wonderful. But if you trim just a little bit and then leave it, it looks sort of odd in comparison to the rest of the head. And so it is with the property. So it is with the grounds of the Absolute Monastery. When you trim just a little here and a little there, it looks like an odd haircut. It looks like something was done when somebody didn't care. But you just keep moving along. You keep moving along. You keep moving along. It may take you a week to get across the basic part of the property. It may take longer. But you just take the mowers, you take the cutters. You don't want to just use the weed whackers. The weed whackers are great, but we have other mowers that cut large swaths of the grass, large swaths of the area. And we want to learn how to use them. And if we don't learn how to use them, why have these beautiful pieces of equipment? And so we learn how to use it. If necessary, we even go to school to learn how to use our tractor and our farm equipment. Who ever heard of going to school to use tractor and farm equipment? Well, we take our monks who are at the monastery, and when they show an interest in being at the monastery, we send them to school. We train them in the art of computers. We train them in the art of typesetting. We train them in the art of graphic arts. We train them in the art of desktop publishing so that they can be beneficial to themselves and to us. Now, we're giving them a beautiful experience. Now, they may be with us only a year or two, and then they go away. But we've trained them, and they have that skill to keep with them for the rest of their life. We miss it after the first 2 years or so, but so be it. We always train ourselves to be the very best in whatever we do. And we don't look and say, well, you just be here 2 years, or you just be here 1 year or so. We don't say that at all. What we say is, we want it done perfectly by you. Because here at the Absolute Monastery, here at the University of Healing, we teach, do it right, and do it right the first time. And when it's done right the first time, it's beautiful, it's great. And this is why Ellen is so insistent that everyone who mows our property lawn, mows it, does everything, perfection, an inch at a time. And when they work in perfection at an inch at a time, beautiful things come out of it. Beautiful things happen to them, and they feel just wonderful. Are you ready to live your life in perfection? Are you ready to live your life an inch at a time? Are you ready to make everything you do beautiful? The Orientals are known for their precision and their perfection, and they will lacquer a piece of wood that is some little cabinet that holds rings or something like that, and they lacquer it, and they polish it, and polish it, and lacquer it, and polish it, and lacquer it, and you think to yourself, how can they tell the beauty of one performance over another when they all look very much the same to a Westerner? Well, to a professional, artisan, he looks at his work and he sees the perfection in the work. He knows he can always improve, and he can always put more lacquer on, he can always polish it, he can always do it a little better. But he also knows that there's a time to move on. There's a time to do it your very best and then move on, and move on, and move on. And in no time at all, everything is done beautifully and wonderfully. It's up to us how we live our life, how we live in our world, the things that we do and think are important. It's up to us. Now, what do you think? Can you be perfect an inch at a time? You bet you can. It only takes a little bit to make that perfect. When Junior comes down from washing, Mom says, "Did you wash behind your ears?" She knows there are certain areas, certain inches of himself that he never gets to, and so she has to remind him. And after a while, Junior comes down and he says, "Yes, Mom, I washed behind my ears," before she even asks, because he knows that's what she's going to care about. And then she'll say, "How did you wash behind your ears and your hands are still as dirty as they were when you came in?" Well, you see, the evidence is always there. An inch at a time, perfection at a time. It's there for all of us, and we can do it, and we do it now. Have a lovely day, and make your inch at a time perfection in your world like it is in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.